For UC Sports Nation, this is Joseph Staten. Today I'm joined by Cookeville head coach Jimmy Maynard. Thank you for taking a moment to speak with us.
Hey, thank you.
Opening loss was not a district game, but what other positives can you pull from Thursday's game versus Upperman?
Well, you know, first of all, I think our defense, for the most part, played pretty well. We had a few busts that cost us some big plays, but they kept hanging in there and playing against a good Upperman offense. I think that was a positive. Offensively, we just made way too many mistakes. We had 13 penalties, which is way too many penalties. Every time we would have some success, we would get a penalty or make a mistake, a turnover, those things. But, you know, I guess from a positive perspective, we went through all that yesterday. We never had a single offensive series that we didn't have some kind of a mistake or a penalty that pushed us back and kept us from being successful. But that being said, I think the positive you can take from that, and I told our kids this, that all that can be corrected. We just have to be willing to correct it. We have to be smart, not block people in the back. We had 6 block in the backs, which is unheard of in a game. And, you know, those are uncalled for. We had 3 false starts, which that's an unforced penalty. So, you know, we got to get that corrected. And you know, we knew that we had 9 new starters on the offensive side, which is, you know, really inexperienced against a team that returned 20 starters from a year ago. So we knew that going in, we were inexperienced, but 5 minutes left in the game, it's a 14-6 game, and we just didn't give ourselves a chance offensively to be competitive against a very good football team. But, you know, we can get that fixed and move forward and get better.
One of those bright spots that you mentioned was the defense, and definitely Cade Apple was a standout. So what impresses you about his game?
Well, you know, Cade played a lot of football. Cade was our leading tackler from a year ago, and he did. He had a really big game. He had, I think, about 13 tackles and 2 or 3 sack and 2 or 3 tackles for losses and fumble recovery. So he's a guy that, you know, you would expect that from him. He's been there. He's been battle tested, and as I've said many times, there's no substitute for experience, and he has that experience. And along with some of the other guys, we did have, 5 or 6 returning starters on the defensive side. So, you know, this is going to be a little ahead of our offense at this stage of the game. And I thought, you know, the guys played hard and played well for the majority of the football game.
Well, you spoke about things can be corrected. So is there anything that you're specifically working at or changes to be made in the last game before district play?
Well, we just got to, we got to be more disciplined. You know, we can't block people in the back. There shouldn't be any reason for a false start or a misalignment with a formation and things like that. And we dropped a couple of kickoffs. We just got to clean this stuff up and be focused and accept the fact that, we just played poorly and we got to correct those things. And as I said before, all of that stuff can be corrected. We just have to, we have to focus more and get those things done.
And then finally, as we wrap up here, are there any other specific players that have impressed you in the weeks of practice and then now that you've got game film?
You know, Sam Harness is a returning starter on the offensive side, and Sam had a good game for us, did a good job. But, a lot of them played well. I mean, it's a team game, and I don't think it's, individuals necessarily that win for you. It's a group of people, and that's how I like to leave it, because it is a team game, and it takes everybody doing their part, everybody doing their job to be able to be successful. And, that's what we strive for.